You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette. 1 in 10 Americans 60 and over experience some form of elder abuse. That's according to the National Council on Aging. And this issue affects nearly 5 million people each year, but statistics on elder abuse are often limited and very underreported. This month, the Nampa Family Justice Center is hosting a walk to help raise awareness of elder abuse. And joining us right now, Elder Abuse Awareness Month information for more of that, Jeannie Strohmeyer, the Executive Director for the Nampa Family Justice Center, and Program Coordinator Alyssa Groon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Samantha. It's really good to be here.
Awesome. Okay, so tell us about the Nampa Family Justice Center. Who are you and what do you do?
Yes, we are an agency that works with survivors of abuse. So we work with the population of victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, elder abuse, stalking, and human trafficking. And today, we do have the privilege to talk to you about the elder abuse part of what we do here. I just want to also mention here at the Family Justice Center, we are a co-located facility, which means inside this one building that we are in, we have 11 different partners. So we can come together and serve the people that walk through our doors that are needing assistance, including the elders in our community. So we'd like to talk a little bit more about elder abuse and what's going on in our community so everybody is aware. This is definitely a something that we don't talk about very much as a community. And in fact, a lot of people don't even realize that this is happening right here in our community and in our neighborhood and in our churches and in our senior centers. Our elders are not being treated with the dignity and respect that they deserve. And so we see those here, the people that come through our doors, and it is heartbreaking. So we would love to kind of expand a little bit more on just what elder abuse is, maybe talk a little bit about the prevalence of elder abuse, maybe how to identify it, what do we do if we suspect elder abuse, and how can we best support our seniors? Those are some of the things we would love to maybe expound on a little bit further if you would indulge us.
Absolutely. Okay. Alyssa, start out with define elder abuse. What is it?
So elder abuse is the intentional act or a failure to act that causes or creates a risk of harm to an older adult. So we see elder abuse in every segment of society. So it doesn't matter what class you come from, what race you are, what your ethnicity is, or whatever your social background, we see it across all of those. In elder abuse, in most of the cases that we see, the abuser is often someone the older adult knows. They have an ongoing relationship and there's an expectation of trust. So a lot of times we see sons or daughters or grandchildren, or maybe somebody who all of a sudden befriends an elder. We see these type of people being the abusers for these elders that we're working with.
So what are some of the warning signs of elder abuse?
So there are several different types of elder abuse. So in physical abuse, you might see inadequately explained injuries. So somebody might have a fracture, but the explanation they're giving doesn't match up to what they said. We also see sexual abuse. So somebody might all of a sudden have an unexplained sexually transmitted disease, or maybe they're showing a lot of fear or anxiety if they're around a specific person. We also see emotional and psychological abuse. If you're seeing somebody that's maybe very verbally aggressive or acts really controlling towards somebody, maybe they're isolating the elder. They're maybe not letting people in their home or letting the elder speak to anyone on the phone. We also see neglect, and we see this more often when somebody's dependent on a caregiver. So they may be lacking basic hygiene or appropriate clothing. They may have a sudden weight loss. They may lack medical aids that they're dependent on, such as hearing aids or glasses or a walker. We also see financial exploitation. So if you're all of a sudden seeing unexplained withdrawals of large sums of money, maybe the sudden transfer of assets. So maybe somebody all of a sudden has a new car or they're on the title of that. Sometimes we see unpaid bills or eviction notice to somebody who has always had the financial means to pay this type of thing.
Okay. Wow. You're just blowing my mind. And we've only got about a minute left. Who can people call if they suspect abuse? How can they get help?
So it's so important that people are reporting it. They can call Adult Protective Services with the Area Aging Services on Aging. They can call law enforcement. A law enforcement can go out and do a welfare check. And then also they can call the Nampa Family Justice Center. We have services that we can support. We can safety plan. We can give resources and we can help connect them to wherever they need to report it.
That's awesome. Okay. You're also hosting the Lean on Me Walk. And we're going to put a link back to that on our website. We've been speaking to Janine Strohmeyer, the executive director for the Nampa Family Justice Center, and program coordinator Alyssa Groon. Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us. Our senior producer is me, and our assistant producer is Hannah Gardowski. Come back tomorrow for Idaho Matters.